This is St. Louis Public Radio. The Missouri State Supreme Court ruled in favor of a transgender student earlier this year who sued for access to the bathroom at school that aligned with the student's gender identity. The ruling could lead to stronger protections for transgender youth, a group at high risk for suicide. St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney spoke with Jess Jones, the education liaison at the Transgender Center at St. Louis Children's Hospital. He started by getting Jones's reaction to the recent court ruling.
That ruling gave me a lot of hope, to be honest. I wasn't hopeful leading up to it, but, you know, that ruling was a great surprise for me. I do think it's setting a precedent for how these cases are going to be handled going forward and the laws and policies that are going to be established in the future.
We reported 2 years ago or so that there's only about a handful of schools in the St. Louis area that have set policies and guidelines on how schools accommodate students who are transitioning. How does that ambiguity play into their ability to cope with everything else that's going on?
So this plays out in school because policy is a cornerstone of school culture and climate. When we have policies in place that say we recognize this population of people and they're deserving of rights and respect, that sets the tone for really how people interact in that environment and gives protections for those students.
There's a pretty alarming statistic in terms of attempted suicide among transgender teens. What is that?
So nationwide studies have consistently shown that around 40% of transgender people attempt suicide at some point in their lifetime. This doesn't account for suicidal ideation, other forms of self-harm. These are actual attempts to take their own life. And research also shows us that about 90% of those attempts happen before the age of 25, which is even more concerning that this is an epidemic among our youth.
What causes some of these feelings?
At the core of everything is not seeing a space for themselves in society. Our society isn't built for transgender people. It's not built for gender nonconforming people. And those youth grow up not seeing themselves represented in society, and they don't see a future for themselves.
And how does that actually play out from your work and your role?
Even having one supportive adult in the life of a trans or non-binary youth reduces their risk of suicide, self-harm, dropping out of school, substance abuse, and many other risk-taking and harmful behaviors. So I see my work as hopefully causing a ripple effect where I can train teachers and school administrators how to be supportive to trans and non-binary youth. Because what I'm finding is there's a lot of folks out there who want to be supportive, but they just don't know how. These aren't things that we learn about in our teacher preparation programs. These are things we don't learn about in our specialist or administrative programs. So a lot of folks walk into school environments not necessarily not being supportive of our trans and non-binary youth, but not knowing how to support them.
What would you tell a student, a child who is having this level of depression and suicidal ideology? What do you tell them? Where do you point them to?
When a student is at risk of suicide, I make sure that we follow the proper channels. I make sure that we involve mental health professionals. But also on a personal note, I let the youth know that there is a future and there is hope. And there are people out there just like you. There is a future to look forward to for those youth, whether they see it in that moment or not.